Indiana House Democrats sent a letter to the governor's office asking the state to better protect the safety of essential workers. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Justin Hicks reports the state's Occupational Safety and Health Administration has seen thousands of non-formal COVID-19 complaints related to various safety issues.
In a letter to the governor last week, the party caucus notes that in a recent executive order, Governor Holcomb requires businesses to follow CDC guidelines. However, they say without strict enforcement, too many businesses are interpreting the guidelines as suggestions. Phil Giaquinta is the Indiana House Democratic Caucus leader. He says his staff has been hearing from essential workers that nothing is being done when they file complaints on IOSHA's website about workplaces not following safety guidelines.
That doesn't cut it. They have to, with the governor's backing, say, look, you need to adhere to the guidelines or, you know, maybe you're not going to be open for business.
The caucus is also asking the state to require PPE for essential workers and to make it easier for them to get workers' compensation if infected. The governor's office has not yet responded to a request for comment. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Justin Hicks.